Tickets, please.
Friday, takeaway movie day with Rafer Guzman and Kristen Meinzer. They're here to weigh in. Rafer, of course, film critic for Newsday. Kristen, culture producer for The Takeaway. They both make up the Movie Date podcast, which you can subscribe to at moviedatepodcast.org. Welcome.
Thanks, John.
So my three-year-old sees the billboards and says, "Hey, Dad, there's Mike Wazowski. Here's Monsters University, which opens this weekend. Something of a prequel for Monsters, Inc. Here's a clip.
James B. Sullivan.
Mike Wazowski. Listen, it was quite delightful meeting you and whatever that is, but if you don't mind, I have to study my scaring.
You don't need to study scaring, you just do it.
Really? I think there's a little more to it than that. But hey, thanks for stopping by.
Let go of that!
My hat!
My pig!
An irresistible cast, really a magical movie, Monsters, Inc., the first time around. That's Billy Crystal and John Goodman back for this. Kristen, what'd you think?
I thought it was delightful and fun. It really follows that kind of Revenge of the Nerds model. You have a kid going to college for the first time, realizing that maybe he doesn't quite fit in as much as he was hoping he would, teaming up with somebody who seemingly seems like his enemy at first, that's Sully, who's the big monster on campus, and Mike, who's kind of a misfit. And in the end, they have to work together, and maybe they'll become friends. Maybe they'll learn a little bit from each other.
The first one was about this sort of energy question of, do you get more energy from making kids scream or making them laugh? What's the premise this time, Rafer?
You know what I liked about this one, and I actually like this better than the original,
wow,
is it concentrates more on the characters, and there's a little bit less of that power plant, scream canister, magic doorway confusion that I always thought was,
yeah,
a little bit tortured in the original. This is just about these two personalities developing, facing some pretty tough truths about each other, and it really works. Kristen mentioned Revenge of the Nerds. I would almost mention Paper Chase. There are some really serious moments where the film really reminds you that college is like really a place where you test your mettle and learn something about your character, and not all of it's good. And I think that's what kind of drives this one home. I thought it was really wonderful.
College, a place where one-eyed people can be friends with hairy monsters.
That's right.
Interesting.
That's right.
All right. So we earlier this, I guess, spring got a sense of Morgan Freeman trying to save the world. Now we get Brad Pitt.
I'm scared.
Connie. There's a helicopter waiting for us on the roof. Keep your eyes on Mommy and Daddy, okay?
How do we know they're coming?
They're coming.
They're coming. World War Z, zombie apocalypse. Kristen, what do you think?
Well, this is indeed a zombie apocalypse movie. We have Brad Pitt, who's recently retired from the UN. He used to be a field operative. He's sent back out into the field because of these zombies that are taking over. He has to go out and help find out where the source of the zombie virus is, how to fix things. And these
I
are fast moving.
I want this to work, guys. I want this to work.
I do have to say, these are really scary zombies. These
All
are
right.
fast moving, scary, terrifying zombies. And they do go... they do tap into our zombie anxieties about everything from international warfare, our international enemies, Israel, North Korea.
Wait a minute.
And
zombies?
Yes.
Israel? I don't have any of that in me, but go ahead, Rafer.
You know, this has been known as Brad Pitt's troubled zombie movie for
yes,
a long time. It's
right.
been delayed, cost overruns, all this stuff. I actually think it works really, really,
really?
Well. I don't think it's a masterpiece. It doesn't bring a lot new to the zombie genre, but it's a very high-class, expensive-looking, good-looking movie. Nice to see a star like Brad Pitt in a zombie flick, and I think it really works. It's smart and fun and really enjoyable.
All right. The date movie this weekend is Before Midnight. Listen.
Well, I know you better than I know anybody else on the planet, but maybe that's
right
not saying
now,
much. What?
This is great.
Right.
You know, I feel
yeah.
close to you.
Yeah.
But sometimes I don't know. I feel like you're breathing helium and I'm breathing oxygen.
What makes you say that?
See? I'm well, trying
come
to
on,
truly
I'm just
connect
being myself.
And you make a joke.
The third installment of Ethan Hawke and Julie Delpy. How does it work, Rafer?
I was a big, big fan of the first two movies. They really hit me where I lived. I was exactly the right age for each one. I went into this with very high hopes and came out very disappointed. I think it just doesn't work. The characters don't work. It feels very lazy. I was really heartbroken by this, I have
so
to say.
So there's your options. Before Midnight, World War Z, and Monsters University. Guys, have a great weekend.
Thanks, John.
Kristen Meinzer, Rafer Guzman.
I'm Ira Flatow, host of Science Friday. For over 30 years, our team has been reporting high-quality news about science, technology, and medicine. News you won't get anywhere else. And now that political news is 24/7, our audience is turning to us to know about the really important stuff in their lives. Cancer, climate change, genetic engineering, childhood diseases. Our sponsors know the value of science and health news. For more sponsorship information, visit sponsorship.wnyc.org.